You're listening to Vatican Radio.
It has been 1 year since a video emerged of militants of the so-called Islamic State beheading 21 Orthodox Coptic Christians. Their memory is being kept alive by the Egyptian Coptic community from which most of the victims came. Alexander MacDonald reports.
Monday, 15th of February, marks 1 year since video surfaced of the murder of 21 Orthodox Coptic Christians on a beach in northern Africa. The men were marched in orange suits across the beach, forced to kneel, and then were beheaded by Islamic State militants. It is impossible to forget the images of the atrocity seared into the public imagination, but the Egyptian Coptic community is celebrating the memory of their martyrdom this week with prayer meetings, liturgies, and reflections, culminating in a solemn mass on Tuesday. The event is organized by the Coptic Orthodox Diocese of Samulut, in which most of the victims lived. The last words of the 21 martyrs was the name of Jesus, and Pope Francis at the time recalled their heroic testimony of faith.
Hoy pude leer la ejecución de esos 20, 21, 22 cristianos coptos.
Speaking in Spanish, the Holy Father noted those killed only asked for the help of Jesus. They were killed simply for the fact they were Christians, Pope Francis said. The blood of our Christian brothers and sisters is a testimony which cries out to be heard. It makes no difference whether they be Catholics, Orthodox, Copts, or Protestants. They are Christians. Their blood is one and the same. Their blood confesses Christ. Pope Francis said that in remembering these brothers and sisters who have been murdered simply for confessing Christ, Christians should encourage one another in the ecumenical goal. There is, he said, an ecumenism of blood. A new church is being built in the diocese to honor their memory. I'm Alexander MacDonald.